Welcome, everyone, to Life Fellowship this morning. We're glad that you've chosen to make this part of your life experience today. My prayer would be that those of you who are saints, those of you who know the Lord, would be equipped and better prepared to face your week and life in general. Those of you who are not saved, if today you feel the Lord prompting your heart and you'd be responding to the Lord. Can you be counted on in life? Can you be counted on for the things that are asked of you? Can we be counted on for the assignments given us? Can we be counted on when people need us? Can we be counted on for the principles of the kingdom of heaven? The focus of our Sunday school lesson as adults is on faithfulness. There's a verse in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 6. Goes like this: most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? A faithful man who can find? A faithful woman who can find? A faithful young person who can find? It's kind of a rare thing anymore in our society. Faithfulness. People who stick to their commitments. People who stick to their promises. People who live out their lives committed to what is right without compromise. What does that look like? What does faithfulness look like to you? For men, what does faithfulness look like for a man? Principles of honor, you know, conducting ourselves with dignity as a gentry, as a gentleman, dependability, we can be counted on, we'll carry out our tasks, we'll follow through on our promises. A faithful man who can find integrity, doing the right thing, doing the hard things, no matter what it costs. That's what faithfulness looks like for us as men. Endurance, finishing the task, finishing strong, following through. For women, faithfulness is an important principle. It shows itself up in the virtue, the goodness of your hearts, the goodwill and caring. It shows up in the devotion that you have to those you serve, those you live with. Faithfulness, be there. A faithful woman who can find. It shows up in the sacrifice that you live with as women, as you serve your families day in, day out. Faithfulness, not giving up on those you love. And the love and personal sacrifice daily you just lay out there, continual acts of goodness and kindness and ministry. So as we look for faithfulness, we look at our own lives and we say, am I a faithful person? Can I be counted on? Maybe it's good to look at the lives of those that we want to model and we say, how have they been faithful in presenting or being there for us, speaking into our lives? Tom Brokaw, who was the anchor man for NBC, he wrote, you know, although he's a fairly liberal guy, he wrote a great book called The Greatest Generation. The Greatest Generation. And some of you who are here this morning are in that generation. It's a generation after World War II, or during World War II. It's a generation of America when, you know, honor and duty and hard work and just loyalty to the cause was what was foundational to all of, generally, most people. Men did what they were called to do, and they didn't want praise. They didn't want accolades. They didn't say, well, you know, give us a lot of affirmation. We just do it because that's what a man does. the greatest generation. There were people who came out of the Great Depression. They understood hard work. They understood what it means to be careful with their spending habits. They knew what it was to be sacrificial and just living their lives out for their families. This generation went to war. They came back, and they didn't want to talk about what they did out there. They didn't want to talk about their sacrifices and what all happened in defending their freedoms. They just came back and picked up their jobs again, and they were just, and that's how they lived their lives. They lived it for their families. Well, we fast forward many years, a number of years, 40, 50 years to our generation, and we compare some of the things that are happening and where we find faithfulness. You know, today faithfulness is really broken, fallen apart. As we look at the structure of the family, back in that generation, there was very few people who would leave their families and divorce and walk away from the family. Today, you know, for me, I'm in my 50s, but when I went to school, there was not anybody in my school that I can remember. I went to public school for 4 years. There was nobody I knew of that was in a family who was separated at that time. Now, there was people in the community, very few, but not very many. Nobody in my school. Today, in a public school, a pretty proportionate percentage would be coming from families that are divorced. You know, what was right back then is today not necessarily right anymore in the minds of many people. What was wrong back then is no longer wrong today for many people. Faithfulness, what's been happening? The challenge in our rising generation, the generation we're currently part of, the challenge is to be faithful, to not erode, to not compromise, and to not lose out. We got so many pressures. Part of faithfulness is humility. This verse talked about everyone would like to proclaim his own goodness, but a faithful person is humble about his goodness and about his about their contributions. When I think of faithfulness, I think of three men. We don't know very much about them except they were outstanding men. They were in the scriptures. You may not have ever heard of their names. Three men, one was Adino, one was Eleazar, and one was Shammah. You ever hear their names? Eleazar, the son of Dodo. Well, these three men were mighty men in Israel, outstanding men, the greatest men that Israel saw in David's time. Well, we don't know their names. They were humble men. They were called three of David's. Out of the 30 of David's mighty men, they were the mightiest, three of them, because they risked their lives many times in battle, and they stood by David. There was a time when the Philistines had taken over David's hometown, Bethlehem, and David couldn't go home. He was out, holed up in a cave, and he said, I just would love to have a drink from the well in my hometown again. And these three men, Adino, Eleazar, and Shammah, they broke through the Philistines, and they went and they brought him water. Men who were faithful, loyal men, they risked their lives. He stood by him. And as we look at our lives, as we look at the principles we live for, as we look at the time and setting that we live in, can we be depended on? Can we be counted on? Can the Lord count on you? Can we count on each other? Can the people out there and our communities count on us? Can the Lord, the nation, can they count on us? A few thoughts as we go into our classes this morning. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your faithfulness, your eternal goodness, your love, and your mercy, your grace. Thank you for today. Lord, equip us today to live as people ought, as Christians ought to, in a time of great challenges for us as believers, for anyone living in our today's society. And so we come together today, Lord, to be fortified in your word, and by your spirit, and by the fellowship of the saints, As we look into your word this morning in our discussion classes, Lord, open the word in a fresh way. Be with each teacher. Thank you for the investment of time and energy and thought that they put into it. Bless them. And Father, I ask that you receive great glory from our time being together this morning. Highest glory. In Jesus' name, amen.